Macmillan Audio presents Blowout by Byron L. Dorgan and David Hagberg. Read for you by Peter Burkrot.
Baytown, Texas. ExxonMobil Baytown Oil Refinery. The problem is that once you teach a man how to fight, and then place him in harm's way on the battlefield, he just might get a taste for killing that's so deeply embedded in his soul that he can't simply walk away. It happens to one extent or another in every conflict, but escalated after the first Iraqi war, which saw an increase in post-traumatic stress syndrome casualties and the start of a serious number of GIs committing suicide. It was crazy. There were volunteers, actually financial conscripts, with nowhere else to turn for jobs, from the poorer sections of Chicago and New York, the barrios of Los Angeles, and places like Michigan City, Philly, Duluth, and Waterloo, and remote spots in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho, and sometimes from the Youpers, as they are called in the backwoods of Upper Peninsula Michigan. Lots of them, drifting toward fringe and radical groups, like the Posse Comitatus, Armed Forces of National Liberation, Aryan Nations, the Covenant, the Christian Patriots Defense League, the United Underground, and a host of others. Warren Kowalski, about to turn 55 tomorrow.